Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kenneth, Texter would like to know why you did not call out my vacation to Maine and you only called out Curtis's vacation to Florida. Is that because Florida is a hot spot?
Correct.
Okay, I understand.
And a red state.
Ken is knee deep in the Florida Sun Sentinel this morning.
Oh, God. That's terrifying in and of itself.
There you go. Muhammad Sanu working out.
Yeah.
Muhammad Sanu.
Wait, you're on Instagram?
Yeah, on his Instagram. Working out.
Uh-huh.
N'Keal Harry working out.
Yeah.
Catching footballs.
Okay.
I don't see Jared Stidham anywhere around. These guys are working out. You saying you can't get with those guys?
So what is your point?
This is 14 hours ago.
So what is
they're not in Florida.
I don't know where it is.
Are you suggesting that he's a poor planner?
I'm suggesting
that he didn't get everybody together.
Did Jarrett not send out the e-bike? He's not organized.
I don't get what I'm so sick of people, and it happens all the time with people who I feel like are smart football guys.
Okay.
Insiders.
Uh-huh.
43
insiders
minutes.
Like yourself who are basically dismissing the guy before a single down is played.
Wait a second.
All you do is talk, you know, you've told us 47 times
right.
about how there's 10 different quarterbacks that the Patriots should have gone after. What have you seen that shows you that he could be an NFL right. quarterback? Like, all you do is pick him apart.
I'm not. So now you're criticizing me for picking him apart for not working out with his wide receivers, correct? Is that what you're doing?
I'm criticizing the fact that we don't know exactly what he has done or hasn't done in the offseason. We know what Tom Brady has done.
Right.
Because he puts every little thing on social media show everybody how psyched he is and how free he is. And football's fun again.
So yay!
I got that meanie off my back.
So where was the same energy last year when people were criticizing Brady for not working out with the young guys as much? Why weren't you saying, I can't believe that you people are criticizing Tom Brady whether or not he's working out or not working out with his players? Why is that?
I just don't understand.
Football guy?
So you're looking at...
All-timer.
You're looking... I know, that is all-time. Save that forever.
Smelling
please.
Footballs.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Dino.
No, but you're analyzing the Instagram... of Muhammad Sanu.
N'Keal Harry. Yeah. Two guys
determining that the Patriots are going to go 6-10 because you don't think Jared Stidham is traveling to them and throwing...
I'm not saying that's the reason why, Greg. Okay. All I'm saying is that if you want to give yourself the best chance to be successful, this upcoming season as a guy who's never played before, who's basically a rookie, who doesn't have a rapport or relationship with these players on the football field, I think it's in your best interest to get with these guys as much as possible, or set up something where you can get out there and get a week and a half of work together, very similar to what we're seeing Tom Brady
Other quarterbacks. He got with Edelman.
Is Edelman going to be the only guy on the field?
No, but is it not possible that the other guys are not making the effort that N'Keal Harry is?
So
not...
these same other guys.
So do you think he's choosing just to work out in Weymouth with Edelman or wherever the private field is that they're working out on?
No, I
maybe Greg comes. Who knows?
I think it's in Fartborough.
I think what he needs
football.
I think what he needs to do.
I know what he could. You know what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could blow the conch shell, and everybody,
right?
And everybody could come running from all over, like Tom used to do. Remember when Tom used to Curtis? Remember when he used to blow the conch shell, and everybody used to come running?
Wide receivers over? Assemble.
Maybe when you feel good.
But how come?
40 minutes,
Curtis. You're the only one. With
I don't know what anybody's saying. I am totally checked
hold on,
out.
Curtis. You're the only logical one in the room right now, because they got fart smoke in this fart smart in their mind right now. Is Curtis?
Yes.
Think about this.
Okay.
When you if you would see Stidham out there doing what Brady's doing, wouldn't you feel more confident in just how his relationship's going to be with those players?
If this is going to end the conversation, I'll say yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Well, you're back
Stidham is out there. Listen, and he's wearing some branded lingerie that Kennedy is pushing.
I understand. I understand the concern.
Right?
But I'm just...
But it's not an issue. Why is it not an issue? But it was an issue with Brady last year. That's what I don't get from people. People sat on multiple radio shows in this region, on television shows. I was a part of them having to defend. He didn't need to be out there with OTAs.
You were allowed to be participating in OTAs last year. You're not supposed to be doing it now.
Correct.
But people are.
But people are doing it.
Right. So why?
So you're making a judgment on him based on the fact that he's not doing what Tom Brady is doing.
I'm saying, where is the criticism
that
he's not getting because he's not out there with his receivers, getting them together and working with them the same way everybody criticized Brady last year when he wasn't on the field with those guys? Where is the Stidham criticism? Where's the critty for Stiddy Liddy?
Wow.
And there's you make when it comes to quarantine lockdown optics,
lockdown optics, because
what do you think Ken would say? What do you think Ken or others would say if he had 10 guys at the sports complex in Weymouth?
He'd be like, man, the Patriots, look, it's Stidham's out there working out with these guys. Good for him.
Would you?
No, and forget about me. What would the other union people say when the doctor said, don't get into group workouts?
Ken's pandering. Don't believe
that. Brady looks like a cheater. Don't believe that,
because
right
Ken was one of the people screaming from the mountaintop last year that he couldn't believe that Brady's not working out with these guys.
Yeah,
if Stidham was out there, he'd go, see, Brady wasn't able to do that last year. At least Stidham's got these guys out there working out. Good for him.
So you got the same issue with Hoyer then, because Hoyer's not doing it either.
Yeah, I would have the same. Yes, I do. If you're
Danielle has a better arm than Hoyer.
That is not wrong.
If you potentially have the opportunity, who's out there working out and doesn't even have a job? Cam Newton is always working out, and we're going, look at how he's ready to go. He's out with different receivers. I want to see my potential starting quarterbacks, Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham, working with these players. Show me that, okay, we're building some type of rapport there.
I think the issue that people had with Tom Brady, to answer your question, is that he sort of changed. You know, he was always gung-ho, always, you know, off-season, OTAs, blah, 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 and then suddenly he changes. That was the issue that people had. I don't know that we know what Jarrett Stidham is or is not doing. That's my issue, is I'd like to know. If I found out that he's done nothing, the only thing he did is throw once with Julian Edelman and Gunner, then maybe I would say,
But why did you feel that way last year? We saw Brady. We saw pictures of Brady working out with those guys.
And don't say Stidham's done nothing. He sold 6 blouses this morning.
We have
20% off, just restocked in every color.
I don't understand why that hasn't been shut down.
It will be.
But why hasn't it been?
It is beneath the starting quarterback in the NFL.
He's selling lingerie?
Yes.
His wife is an influencer, and she features him in a lot of her posts.
Did she feature him in the lingerie post?
I was being facetious.
Say it right, Danielle. She's an influencer.
Right. Extra syllable.
But why hasn't Bill shut that down yet?
He will. There's no way this will continue.
Why?
The last post with the two of them was June 13th. They were at Lolita. It was an adorable photo of the two of them.
Yeah.
It's getting shut down.
Were they distance?
Not even a little bit. But they're married, so they're fine.
And where were they?
Lolita.
Where's that?
Greg missed them by like one day.
Fort Point.
Yep.
Fort Point.
Well, I'm not on Snap.
That's where the lady yelled at me for the no mask.
And so we can see pictures of him and Lolita eating burritos, but we can't see him throwing a football to Sanu, Harry, Edelman, working out with those guys.
They shared a margarita.
You will see Self-Care Thursday posts featuring him giving her a smooch while she is peddling whatever skincare brand there is.
At least Brady's going to be ready to go. I know that. Stidham ain't.
Maybe he threw the ball around with her. Post Lolita.
Stidham's going to be like, wait a second. Time out, Josh. I can't throw the football. Where is Gunner? Why is he not in the huddle? I worked out with him all summer throwing the football. Why can't I throw? I need him to throw to him.
Gunner asterisk.
Yes.
By the way, the word you're looking for is stitticism.
Oh,
that's what it's called. From this point forward.
Stitticism.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken. Hey, do you guys not remember that scene in Tom vs. Time where Julian Edelman came into the room where Brady was getting rubbed down by whatever his name is?
Mm-hmm.
It was an awkward moment, you know? The point is, Brady's a 20-year veteran. You expect that of him. You know, Sidham's a rookie. Give him a break. You know, if he's not getting receivers together, you know, with Tom, it was just a look. You know, I don't think he was really – he was doing that with Edelman and whoever else because they were buddies. He wasn't getting everybody together. You know, it's just a look for him to do it for media and everything. But give Sidham a break. He hasn't even played an entire game or even a season yet. So for him to get receivers together, it would take a lot. He's a rookie. You know, who's going to listen to him?
You know who's out there with their receivers and who's in his second year or third year? Lamar Jackson. He's out there with his receivers in Florida, right? So just because you're a rookie, it means you can't say, hey, guys, I'd love for us to get together and we can go over some stuff. I don't know what I'd have to go on their Instagram. I don't follow them. I don't follow Joe Burrow. I don't follow, let's say, Tua Tagovailoa and is he down in Florida throwing with some of those guys?
You can't compare Lamar Jackson to Stidham.
Or Justin Herbert.
That was all pro.
Danielle's big move during pandemic.
Tagovailoa.
That's how she got the new guy. Yeah.
Baby wants some Tagovailoa tonight after the pork chops or what?
All right.
I just find this funny, though.
I understand your criticism.
But nobody's doing the ability that you just had to pronounce that last name correctly.
I understand your criticism. And hopefully we have less than a month till training camp. Hopefully maybe he pulls it together.
All I'm asking is a week.
Yeah.
Show me you can get a week together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket. Now through Thursday, July 2nd, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up Coca-Cola 12-pack cans or AHA Sparkling Water 8-pack cans for only $4 for $9 when you activate the digital coupon. Must buy 4 and limit 4 per customer. Well, the Muttman's going to be here next week, filling in for Greg Hill. Let's check in on Mutt's predictions this week.
We expect the Red Sox schedule by Friday, according to my sources. Friday.
Mm-hmm. Nice job, Mutt.
All right.
Not coming today. Well, Friday's not over yet.
No, it was reported it's not coming today.
Not coming today. All right.
Oh.
Must have been fed some erroneous information.
And why is Dana Penapento plural?
But, I mean, it's really not. Is there interest in... So, you've got 10 games with your division opponents, right?
Right.
And then what, the rest are interleague?
But yeah, you're playing your geographic rivals, so the NL East in this case, so you'll play 4 games each against those 5 teams. Mm-hmm. Although I did see somebody suggest the Mets and Yankees were playing 6 times. I don't really understand that, but maybe it'll be a little unbalanced, I guess. Yeah. Maybe the, who are the home openers? Do you open in Yankee Stadium against Garrett Cole? That would be interesting on a prime time.
And a texter wanted to confirm that you said earlier that you believe the Boston Red Sox are a wild card contender.
Absolutely. World Series contender.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, they could be in the shortened season.
Anybody could
yeah.
be.
So you think the shortened season helps the Sox?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, it helps the Orioles. Help, yeah. I mean, they could go on.
Helps. It's the team that starts hot, right? We've seen it before. Maybe they start hot and they're hitting the ball good, or the pitches come out and they're, you know, they really been able to throw the ball good. But that's what it's going to be the same way in hockey and basketball. It's the team that comes out. I mean, think about this. What was it, 2 years ago when Pasta at the beginning of the season seemed like he couldn't hit the side of a barn?
Yeah.
And who? This basically for the NHL and the NBA. It's the beginning of a season, but it's the playoffs. In baseball, it's 60 games, so they'll go by that quick. And
well, the Bruins are going to come out hot because Dana Pinapinto told me that a bunch of those guys have been skating in Europe together.
Really?
Yes. So
you're just playing on me.
No, I'm serious.
No,
it wasn't Dana, but somebody.
Is that true?
Somebody told me that again, when it comes to flouting rules,
right.
Those guys have been skating in Europe
Because Dale, the hockey expert, said none of those guys were skating or doing anything. They were following the rules.
Well, I've been told differently than Dale.
So now we got another. It's like a House in Connecticut thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, or. Maybe it was it the same person who allowed Dale to tell us that Tom Brady was going to Tampa early that maybe is giving him erroneous information about the NHL.
I don't know. I don't know. But it's I had said I believe these guys have to be skating. They can't just be sitting at home never getting on the ice.
Of course they've been skating.
And Dale in the end was right about Gronk. He said he was absolutely not retiring.
Yes.
He ended up not retiring.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, you
well,
can't
if they've
be,
been skating, you, I feel good for. I feel good about it.
Yeah. All right, well.
Gronk is skating.
We're going to find out those hub cities today in the NHL, by the way. That'll be released tonight,
yeah.
Per reports.
And when it comes to, what do you think the Sox have to win? 31 or 32 to be the wild card?
I think
they can get there 30, right?
Best is going to be like 37, 38. So, yeah, you win in the 30s. You should be in.
Yeah.
And they still might have expanded playoffs. They have not ruled that out yet. So that's still to be flushed out.
You could be couple games on the 500, I believe, and still gonna make and still have a chance to make the playoffs or be a wild card team.
The San Francisco Giants are having season ticket holders send in an image that they're gonna put on cardboard cutouts. Did you see this? They're gonna have them.
No.
And if you're not a season ticket holder, you could pay $99 to get one on. $100 to get your face on a cardboard cutout at Fenway.
Would you pay
that kind of money?
I'm sure it's for social media. I mean, everything that's done.
Everything is.
People will pay anything to have a post.
Right.
And what, Ken? What is your best guess at when, or Wiggy, at when fans could be at Fenway Park? Do you think it's mid-season?
When's the season start? July 23rd?
Yeah, July 23rd or 24th.
I'm the beginning of the season.
You think there'll be fans?
So too,
yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Have 30 games.
You think there'll be fans there for opening day?
Yes, because they.
You think Marty Walsh, the Burgermeister, is going to allow that to happen?
Well, here's where I would then call Marty a hypocrite. Why would you let 10,000 people protest and have no issue
if you won't allow 10,000 people to go to Fenway?
Right. Yeah. And answer me that. And there's nothing you could say that doesn't make you look like a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask. I'm embarrassed. Why is he called the Burgermeister?
Have you never watched a Christmas special in your life?
Oh.
Do I have to raise you like a?
Yes,
that was not one of my favorite Christmas movies.
The guy banned toys. who bans toys? The Burgermeister. Meister Burger.
Mm-hmm. All right. See, all right. I embarrass right, myself. You. Sorry.
All right. We will be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I can smell it a mile away. Type the soap he should put made on his license plate. From that real.
During the break, Ken called Gary Bettman and let him know that some of the Bruins guys have been skating in Europe together.
No, Europe's good.
Oh, that's
Europe,
okay.
Europe flattened their curve.
My Lord.
Oh, so Brady could go. He could throw with those guys. He's just got to go to Europe to.
They'd
do
have
it.
To go to Europe. Oh, right. That would be okay with Ken.
But what, but I thought the.
Well, they won't let him go because you're banned travel from the United States.
Aren't they paying you to go to Italy? If you want to go to Italy, they pay you, essentially.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
There, well, Cyprus in Greece was paying you to go there. Ooh, they said if you got COVID, they would cover all your medical bills. And I think there were a couple of areas in Italy that were giving you reduced rates.
I would go to Greece.
Does that really lure people in? Like, hey, come here, and if you get the COVID, we'll pay all your...
They're cheap. You should know. Yes,
we'll
it does.
Pay all your medical expenses.
Oh, I thought I could go to Greece for, like, short money. I want to go to Santorini.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
If they said, hey, listen, we got, 50% off discounts, come to Greece, we're a COVID hotspot, I'm there.
Wiggy, I was supposed to be in Santorini right now. Got canceled. I'm not going to Florida. And by the way, Lawrence, they're paying people to move there as well.
Man, you missed out on that one.
Why do you, what is Santorini it? Santorini what is beautiful. It? What, because it's an island?
No, it just looks beautiful. I mean, some of those, like, it. I mean, it's like one of those places.
You're probably a nude beach guy.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with, hitting a nude beach up. Yeah, it's like what's it called?
Hampton?
Like Bali, right?
Isn't Bali? It?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those places where,
They say the beaches of Santorini look eerily similar to Hampton.
Do they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Do they have beach pizza?
same exact thing they say.
I've been to Hampton Beach before. I don't know.
I know you love Hampton.
A lot of Harleys in Santorini.
Hello, Will.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Will?
Oh, no. Curtis, if you had told me during Battle of Brainiacs you would become such a star in this show, I don't know.
It's come a long way,
He's come a long way. He's come a long way.
Wiggy's going to be on every day. WEEI is going to pay that man.
He's the best. He's the best.
Thanks, Will.
Wiggs. Wiggs in.
We're trying.
Wiggs
Will.
In.
Trying to move the needle.
And Ken, I surprised Ken going to put me on because he's a jellyfish. But I can't believe he ran out of Curtis out.
He's a jellyfish.
He's jellyfish.
He's got no spine. He's got a stiff bone in his body.
He's got no backbone, no spine.
He's
jellyfish
concerned.
Don't he have would, spines.
What I can't, and I'm, this thought is echoed by texters, I can't believe you don't know who the Burgermeister is.
Yeah, I never watched that, really.
You never watched Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
It was a cartoon?
You don't have your, do you know who Rudolph is?
Or, I watched Rudolph,
or
yeah.
Frosty?
Curtis didn't
he
know
was
who
in
it
Rudolph,
either.
Too, wasn't he?
Snitch! He just threw me under the bus.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's not
is it too secular for you?
When did
or,
it come out?
I mean, is Santa Claus? Did they say Merry Christmas and Santa Claus is? When did it come out? It came out in the '70s. It's like the
before my time.
Larry and Newport.
No,
is
it
pissed.
Doesn't matter. It was also. I mean, I was 9 or 10 in 1976 or whenever it came out.
Came out in 70.
And what?
1970.
1970. Yeah, I was too young for it too when it came out. But every child.
Don't they replay it like they play
every
the old
year every as a
every
marathon?
Every child should watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
It's not the
Burgermeister, Meister Burger, slips on a toy and is injured, and then he bans all toys.
Sounds something right up Ken's alley.
I mean, I can't believe. How does
the Bumble every year? I watch it. It's Wonderful Life. That's it.
I mean, if you can watch It's a Wonderful Life, you should be able to.
Yeah.
You're going way Christmas morning watching Powder.
But how do you have a childhood in which you don't watch a Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
That's what makes you a sad adult.
I guess
it's
so.
It's not Rudolph's League. It's not, in terms of popularity, not even close.
What do you mean? It's right up there.
No, it's not.
What?
I've never even heard of it.
Rudolph is the number one, right?
Mayans is A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, those two. That's your 1-2 punch.
I didn't know there were Mayans in A Wonderful Life. I had no
Mine.
Idea.
Mine.
No, but It's a Wonderful Life.
Mine for Danielle in her proper grammar speaking. Mine.
Isn't there a different category?
Minutes.
It's a Wonderful Life is a movie.
Okay, so you're saying more of the animated.
Yeah, isn't there a different category for the animation stuff?
Well, I thought they just all fell on the Christmas movies.
I don't know. To me, Rudolph is the...
Because that wasn't really animated. That was more like... what would you call that movie? Like Rudolph, that wasn't like an animated movie. It was like...
I don't even know how you would...
Yeah. This texture says, thank you. I was wondering about the Burgermeister, too. Nobody had any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, the one text.
That's the one. Everybody knows.
Give the number out, Ken.
The guy, didn't he love, if I remember correctly, he loved yo-yos. And he slipped on the truck and then he...
So you can't even remember.
He banned all toys and then it was getting close to the election, so he banned toys again to try to affect the election.
I love yo-yos.
He told people that they could go outside for a little bit, and then he retracted that and said that all the restaurants had to close in the North End. I think that's what happened, if I remember correctly.
Right around that.
I wanted to live in Burgermeister's town.
I think that's the way it worked.
Burgermeister had a summit with the other Burgermeisters, and they decided that they were going to have a peace agreement.
Wiggy, it's called claymation.
Technically stop animation.
Okay, here we go. We're getting deep.
Getting specific.
Here's a. This is a good point.
It looks like the Nutcrackers, whatever that is.
This texter is saying that they would argue that Ken might not even be American because he did not watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I mean, I don't. Did your parents not? Did they not sit you down in front of the TV and
say? What about Curtis? He didn't know about it either.
Curtis, are you being serious that you didn't know about?
I shouldn't count. I don't know anything about past movies or music. Literally.
Yeah, Curtis has been, he's been pampered his whole
life. I had no idea how Titanic was going to end.
I mean, I honestly
can't. Curtis probably
woke
up and got every toy possible. There was a million toys under the tree. So for him, it's a different
style. You got a Hot Wheels Audi.
This texter's never heard of it. Born in 74. This is a deep cut.
I don't see that.
Right there, just came in.
Jesus. Ken, stop texting people to text in.
You're right.
Look at the 781 text. 30-year-old male, and I know the movie. It was shown all over school growing up.
Must be a Stowe thing.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Claymation.
Wait, it's the year. Isn't it the year without a Santa Claus? Not Santa Claus is Coming to Town that Burgermeister and Meisterburger is in?
According to the internet, that's how it's listed, and there's a small appearance in Rudolph.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town, 1970. Fred Astaire narrated it.
Yeah.
Cast Mickey Rooney. Yeah, Fred Astaire.
Ordway. There's nothing that says.
Keenan Wynn.
Nothing that says Christmas.
Glenn Ordway and Dale Arnold. They all were cast in this movie.
Right.
The Heat Miser was Year Without a Santa Claus, I think.
Burgermeister.
Maybe they're confusing the Burgermeister
with
the Heat Miser.
The Heat Miser.
Because they're both miserable.
Yeah. No, that I've heard of. I've heard of the Heat Miser.
And it says movie about Santa Claus coming to town. The Dale Meister was saying that nobody can go out because of Corona, and that was
his
character.
If we were doing like an updated Boston version, Marty would walk. He would walk out of City Hall Plaza and slip on a mask. slip on a discarded mask.
It's a real.
And then he would say, "Everyone must keep mask on."
Right.
Copenhagen.
I slip on like a meatball. Nobody eats Italian food. Shut the North End down.
Oh, yeah, right.
No one can go there.
Right.
Marty didn't look two ways before crossing a bike lane.
Yeah, like Nick Verano had walked by, bringing some food, and a noodle fell out.
A noodle fell out with a meatball. Next thing you know, there's a little gravy on the floor. Right. It's a little slick, Marty.
Shuts down the North End.
Shuts it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Damien.
Seriously, you probably should.
No meatballs for you. We're shutting the North End down.
And just a couple quick notes to defend Ken and I. Two back-to-back texts, different numbers. Born in 83, never seen it. 38, never seen it.
Okay. So,
okay, you're the two text messages.
Well, I was born in 84, never saw it.
I feel sorry for you and the parenting. If your parents didn't plop you down in front of that and like you said,
they did show it in school. I think I remember seeing it in school.
I don't know if I saw it in school or not.
I don't know if it's really an educational
film.
Well, no, it's not about the education.
The only thing I saw
Django.
Well, and the boss of Public was like, these kids are getting rowdy. Throw something in for them to watch.
Did they show you when you were growing up, did they show you Free to Be You and Me
in school? No, they didn't?
No, we were watching Degrassi Junior High.
Did you guys watch, did they have in school, did they play that movie?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Really?
Yeah. Free to Be
With
You
Rosie
and Me.
Greer crying?
No. I mean, we had to watch, the much touted miniseries Voyage of the Mimi with Ben Affleck on Betamax.
What was that about?
It was like a ship thing.
Was it like an underwater thing? Like an oceanographic thing or something?
Something along those lines.
Yes. We try to watch a few movies. Like, damn, maybe these VCRs don't work.
Yeah.
It's their budget in this school. Mm-hmm. We got windows.
Go get the cart, Jermaine. Go get the cart from the library with the TV on it.
The TV was stuck on. Sorry, guys. I thought we'd watch a movie today, but unfortunately, Mrs. Johnson has the TV from now until noon. We won't be able to see it until probably next week.
Todd?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I don't know if you guys heard the news or not. They're actually coming out with a new Rudolph this year, except in this one, the toys are vanquished to an island because they went to Florida for a week.
What?
Good way to wrap.
Good Lord. Almost done, buddy. Almost done.
Yeah, I mean, you got 25-year-olds who are texting in saying they watch it every year. I mean, it's you two are outliers,
it's
honestly.
Pretty pathetic every year.
Born in 1973, I have no idea who Greg is referring to in these movies. Are you kidding me?
Another one. Born in 1984, my year, never seen it, lived in Massachusetts all my life. Amen.
Done. Seen.
Born in 85, never seen it.
That's nuts. I can't believe that. What, like, your childhood was not as emotionally stimulating as it could have been.
I was out sled riding. You were stuck in the house. I don't know.
Well, if you really want to educate him, like you said, call Dale, call Glenn, get him on the phone and tell him, you know, hey, what was the movie about? You guys were in it. Born in 1916.
What? Who?
Glenn Ordway starred in the movie.
No, he wasn't born in 1916.
It's 1912. Come on, sorry.
Born in 1912.
He was not.
Load him up.
Load him up. Born in 1912, starred in Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and also had a brief appearance in It's a Wonderful Life as one of the bar patrons.
Load him up.
Glenn was there when Jesus reappeared.
The most talented 5'2" actor in history.
Was that him?
Here's a text to say the way that Greg has been taking the coronavirus not so seriously, he'll never see these Christmas specials again anyway. Yeah, I probably won't live.
Well, no, there'll be new specials about how they have to be safe on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Santa can't come this year because of coronavirus.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't think
Santa's not going to be able to come.
No.
And you can't have a group of...
He's in the high-risk category.
You won't be able to have a group of carolers.
Nope. No,
that's... I just realized that is going to be... Having to see Santa in a mask depicted everywhere is going to be the saddest thing. You know, Rudolph, all the reindeer have to wear masks. They have to be safe when Santa goes from house to house.
Santa in a mask.
Yeah. But
he's going to put out a Zoom video. Hey, boys and girls, sorry I ain't able to make it to your house this year, but we all have to stay safe.
Right.
We don't want, do we want poor Rudolph getting coronavirus and then Mrs. Claus being on a ventilator? We don't have enough of those going around.
But you know that would be an educational tool for children.
We don't have enough ventilators coming around, boys and girls. So
I'd like to deliver a toy, but Ken told me that the germs live on the surface for 14 days.
So remember, boys and girls, Christmas morning when you open them toys, make sure your parents wipe them down and clean them before you play with them.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, but the Great Pumpkin is wearing a mask.
By the way, that was a dry snitch by Ken when he said, what about Curtis? Curtis doesn't know him either.
Unbelievable.
You're just dry snitching left
dry
and right.
Snitching all day
you
long.
You can't stop dry snitching.
He's a dry snitch kid.
He's a dry snitch.
Fart smoothball guys?
It's... I have to remove Ken from the email list here because he can't stop dry snitching.
Wow.
All right. Who's joining us for the crossover?
The Burgermeister.
I don't know who's on Dale and Keith. Who's on with Dale?
Dale.
Just Dale.
We'll get
Dale and Fred Astaire are going to join.
All right. We will get.
Talk about the
first. I got Nick's book
in front of me.
Okay. All right. We'll get Dale for the crossover coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You said you were busy, so you may not have heard, but Wiggy is very upset with Jarrett Stidham, doesn't think he is...
Oh, we had this discussion yesterday.
Yeah.
And because Jarrett Stidham doesn't feel the obligation, like Tom Brady does, to go for the Insta applause and post a video and all out of every workout, Stidham just goes out and does the work. He just cares about the product and doesn't care about the applause.
That's what I'm saying.
Dale, if you don't post, it didn't happen.
I'm saying, how do you know that he's not conducting workouts?
Because he doesn't know.
We would have known.
We would have seen it.
We would have definitely. You'd think if Jarrett Stidham was working out with Nikhil Harry, Muhammad Sanu, and Julian Edelman, we wouldn't have known?
Yeah.
He's working out with two people, from what we know, from what Mike Reese says, Julian Edelman and Gunnar.
He'll be working out with Nikhil Harry this week. They're both in Houston now.
Well,
Stidham just got to Houston yesterday,
right,
or the day before.
Nikhil Harry's been working out. Muhammad Sanu's been working out. I've seen them.
Well, I don't think even Stidham, as strong as his arm is, can't throw it from here to Houston. So he had to get there first. Then they can go work out, and that's what they'll be doing.
We'll see. Everybody else is doing in the league. I see all these quarterbacks out there with their guys, but there's no Stidham. And we crucified Brady last year because he didn't do it enough with Nikhil Harry.
He didn't do it at all.
Well, he did throw with Nikhil Harry. Well,
not until training camp. Oh, you mean the one time in the backyard?
Yes, he had one backyard photo op.
Giselle, get over here. Take a picture of this, okay?
Exactly.
Then he
said to Nikhil Harry, lose my address, kid, okay?
How many times has Nikhil Harry thrown with Jarrett Stidham so far?
We don't know.
But no,
that is what Dale and I are saying.
No, zero.
Oh,
we do know. How?
Wiggy's turned on the kidney. You know what it is. It's because Wiggy thinks Brian Hoyer should be the starting quarterback.
Even Brian Hoyer, the same
thing.
That's
what this is. By the way, where are the Brian Hoyer workout instances?
Yeah, I said the same thing
earlier. It says right here from Mike Reese, we know that Stidham has thrown the ball to, and Brian Hoyer to Julian Edelman, and that is in Gunner. There's no...
Was the Burgermeister there?
Yes.
Dale, please tell me you know who the Burgermeister is.
I'm sorry, I don't. I feel inadequate.
Dale!
Wait
a second. Are you serious?
Your name is in the credits.
How much did Ken pay you to say that?
Are you serious?
He's lying.
He's full of it.
Dale, you never watched Santa Claus is Coming to Town with your kids?
Oh, sure. But that was a while ago.
Dale, right. FaceTime me. I don't believe your face.
Right.
You're lying.
Okay. I got the cast of characters right here.
Well... I understand it's not probable, but I hope that the New England Patriots go 10-6 and Wiggy and Curtis can eat their words all season long.
You know what?
I hope they won't.
Wiggy will just say, I told you that's what they were going to do.
They're not going to go 10-6. I hope I hit the lottery. Some likelihood of that happening, not very good.
All right.
Can't win if you don't play, though, Wig.
I do play, and I can't win.
What are you guys talking about?
We're going to talk about not just the return by NHL teams, but there's a group of coaches who are in the high-risk group, coaches who are 60 and above. Rick Bonus is among them, former Bruins coach. And Claude Julien, former Bruins head coach, now the coach of the Canadiens, is in that group as well. He's going to join us at 10:30, and we'll talk to him about concerns, if he has them, and how he's going to approach them going forward.
Claude.
Claude. That'll be great. All right. We are off on vacation.
To Key Largo?
We'll see what Curtis
does. Just tequila.
We'll see what happens. Wiggy, you're in here next week.
Yeah, I'll be holding it down.
Okay.
Holding it dizzy.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Dale and everybody have a great 4th. Enjoy 4th of July. And enjoy the first week of July and all that.
Summer.
And we'll be back 1 week from Monday. Thank you very much for listening. Dale and Keith is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.